So apparently, the grocery industry wastes 30% of all food produced worldwide. Meanwhile, AI startups are raising $80 million to solve this exact problem by predicting how many avocados you'll buy next Tuesday. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. AI is having a moment in grocery stores, but not in the way you might think. While everyone's been obsessing over chatbots and image generators, artificial intelligence has been quietly revolutionizing the produce section. A company called Afresh has raised over $80 million to solve what turns out to be an incredibly complex math problem. How many perishable items should a store order? Too many avocados and half end up in the trash, too few and customers get annoyed and shop elsewhere. Here's where it gets interesting. Afresh isn't just using basic forecasting. They're using neural networks to analyze dozens of variables, from weather patterns to local events to historical sales, to predict not just a single number, but entire probability distributions of how many items might sell. And they're specifically targeting the fresh departments, produce, meat, bakery, where traditional forecasting tools completely fall apart. Think about it. A banana has maybe 5 days of shelf life. An algorithm has to get the order quantity almost perfect, or the store loses money. And traditional systems were built for packaged goods with long shelf lives, not perishables that spoil if someone sneezes on them. And honestly, I think this is way more important than most of the AI we talk about. We're not discussing hypothetical risks here. We're talking about a technology that could make a serious dent in that 30% global food waste figure. That's real impact. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching startups like Afresh tackle this problem, the enterprise giants were quietly building their own solutions. Oracle, yes, that Oracle, the database company your IT department complains about, has been developing AI specifically for grocery retailers. Oracle's retail AI system does something particularly clever with shelf intelligence. It creates heat maps for planograms, those diagrams that show where each product should go on a shelf. The AI monitors what's selling in real time and generates reports showing exactly what needs restocking and when. What's fascinating is how this connects to labor optimization. Grocery stores run on razor-thin margins. Typically 1 to 3%. Every hour of labor matters. So these systems are now telling employees exactly what route to take through the store when restocking, which items to prioritize, and how to optimize their time. The results are pretty dramatic. Some UK retailers report that they've significantly reduced manual forecasting work while getting more granular predictions, down to the individual SKU and day level. And in the US, even discount chains like Dollar General are implementing AI ordering systems. But there's a catch that nobody seems to be talking about: data quality. These AI systems are only as good as the data they're trained on, and grocery retail data is notoriously messy. Inventory counts are often wrong, POS systems have errors, and there are countless unknown unknowns. Like a local sports team suddenly winning and triggering a beer run that no algorithm could predict. Quick hits before we go. Despite all the AI activity in grocery retail, there's a surprising lack of big tech involvement. No major acquisitions or investments from Google, Microsoft, or Amazon in this specific space that I could find. The sentiment around these technologies is overwhelmingly positive in industry publications, with almost no discussion of potential job impacts or ethical concerns. And interestingly, enterprise solutions seem to be dominating over startups, with Afresh being one of the few venture-backed companies making significant inroads. That's your blend for today. When we talk about AI changing the world, we often focus on the flashy stuff. The art generators, the chatbots, the robots. But sometimes the most important AI applications are the invisible ones, working behind the scenes to solve practical problems, like making sure your strawberries are fresh and your favorite cereal is in stock. Those humble applications might just end up having the biggest impact of all. I'll see you tomorrow.